It's 9 a.m. Central Time on Tuesday, January 21st, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. Students react to the Hamas-Israel ceasefire and hostage deal. On Sunday, a ceasefire deal between Hamas and Israel went into effect, promising the exchange of hostages while aiming to end the 15-month conflict. Students at Northwestern University shared varied reactions, with some expressing hope for peace and others noting concerns over the timing and terms of the ceasefire. In Illinois news, as of yesterday, the Chicago Tribune has reported that the Winnetka Park District settled a long-standing lawsuit on Thursday, January 16, 2025, ensuring that the Centennial Park Beach will remain public property. Park Board President Christina Cordo called the agreement an important milestone for the entire community. In national news yesterday, President Donald Trump pardoned about 1,500 of his supporters who attacked the U.S. Capitol 4 years ago, hours after his inauguration. The president also signed an order to exit the World Health Organization and declared illegal migration a national emergency. In international news, at least 66 people were killed and 51 injured after a fire ripped through a ski resort hotel in northwestern Turkey. The blaze began on the fourth floor and spread quickly, trapping some of the 234 guests, with some jumping from windows to escape. Rescue efforts were launched through the morning. That's all for today's Daily Cut from Evanston, Illinois. I'm Rosemary Mbao. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnurnews.org.